And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 17th. In 1955, Little Richard sent his very first audition tape to what would become his future label, Specialty Records. And in 1993, Little Richard received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award. The first Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass concert took place this week in Los Angeles, California in 1964. Also in 64, the Beatles saw the Elvis Presley movie Fun in Acapulco at a drive-in movie theater in Miami, Florida. Elvis Presley went to the Lido Club in Paris while he was on leave from the U.S. Army in 1959, and he sang a song after hours for the employees. Filming began on the Ringo Starr movie Caveman in 1980. In 1952, Gene Vincent joined the U.S. Navy. Carl Perkins left Sun Records for Columbia Records this week in 1958. This week in 1976, Tower of Power member Rich Stevens, who sang the lead vocals on You're Still a Young Man, was arrested and later convicted for a drug-related triple homicide in San Jose, California. Cher filed for divorce from Sonny Bono this week in 74. Ricky Nelson joined the cast of his parents' radio show, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, this week in 1949. In 1969, Ringo Starr's X-rated movie, Phil a Candy, was released. Jerry Lee Lewis married his first wife at the age of 17, this week in 1952. The last 10 years after concert happened this week in 74 in London, England. The Beatles formed their Northern Music Publishing Company in 1963. In 1958, the Alan Freed movie The Big Beat with Fats Domino, the Diamonds, and the Dell Vikings debuted in Detroit, Michigan. A federal jury ruled that the Isley Brothers recorded It's Your Thing after they left Motown Records, and the label was not entitled to any royalties. Happened this week in 1977. In 78, the Police signed with A&M Records. James Taylor made his TV debut on the Johnny Cash Show this week in 1971. And in 1968, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers began a 3.5-year run in the London stage production of Charlie Girl. In the studio, Brian Wilson began recording the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations this week in 66. The Everly Brothers recorded When Will I Be Loved and Let It Be Me in 59. Ray Charles cut What Did I Say in 1959. Simon and Garfunkel completed work on the original acoustic version of The Sounds of Silence this week in 64. The Platters recorded The Magic Touch in 56. Larry Williams recorded Dizzy Miss Lizzy in 58. Elvis cut Kentucky Rain in 69. And the Beach Boys recorded Don't Worry, Baby this week in 1964. Birthdays, Gene Pitney, born this week in 1940. Bobby Lewis turns 86. Dodie Stevens, 73. Tommy Edwards, born this week in 1922. Yoko Ono turns 86. Dennis DeYoung from Styx is 72. Robbie Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive is 66. John Travolta is 65. Irma Thomas, 78. Luke Christie is 76 this week. Smokey Robinson is turning 79. Walter Becker from Steely Dan, 68. Jerome Giles from the J. Giles Band, born this week in 1946. The late Oliver, whose real name was Oliver Swofford, born this week in 1945. Bobby Hendricks was born in is turning 81 this week, one-time member of the Drifters, in fact. And the late Norman Hurricane Smith, born this week in 1923. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 17th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. And then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.